good things He does for me, I know. I'm unworthy of them all. But His blessings He freely gives, I owe. My life to Him, I've got so much to thank Him for.
Book of John. John chapter number 1. Amen. It's good to see you this morning, and we just pray that God help us, that He speak to our hearts this morning as we preach the Word. I pray that we would be helped, encouraged. Amen. I know that God's able this morning to supply all of our needs according to His riches. Amen. In Christ Jesus in glory. And so we just pray that God touch this morning as we look here in the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter number 1. Read verse number 10. John chapter 1 and verse number 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Let's pray. Father, we thank You this morning for Your Word. Thank You for this time, and we just ask You to help us this morning. Father, we'd be an able minister of the Word of God. Speak to us, I pray. Open up our hearts and our ears that we might hear and receive the Word of God, to find good ground in our hearts, to grow on and bring forth much fruit to the glory of God. And we'll thank You for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. I want to just preach to you this morning on the thought of unbelief. Now, if I come running in and telling you that there's a big elk outside or moose or something, you might be a little skeptical, because we don't have any moose, any elk around these parts. You know, you would probably think, well, what's he basing that off of? We know there ain't nothing like that around here. But that's not what Jesus did when He came. He didn't make statements and say things that didn't have any foundation. These verses here
speak to us and tell us about the unbelief that was in the world when Jesus came, and it's still prevalent today. The unbelief, just not wanting to believe, amen, the Word of God. And we first look here at this verse, and the first thing we see is we see the first coming of Christ. It says here in verse number 10, He was in the world. He was in the world. What grace for this world to have that Christ Jesus would come into this world. The Bible tells us, amen, that when He come, that you shall call His name Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. Amen. He came into this world where we live. He came to us. Amen. He didn't expect us to have to get to Him, because He knew that was impossible. So, amen, He came into the world. God gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He came. Jesus came into the world. What a privilege for this world that Christ would come and dwell in our very midst, to take on flesh and bone just as we are. He came into this world. Amen. The God-man, the one who was perfect, that the Bible tells us, Pilate said when they were going to crucify, I find no fault in Him at all. Amen. He was God in the flesh. And He came and He dwelt to this world. But even though He came unto this world, He came and the world rejected Him. Amen. They rejected Him. They didn't believe Him. The grace of His coming, that He would come into the world to make it possible for me to be saved, make it possible for me to have a real relationship with God. And yet the world did not believe. Now they might have thought, and they might have knew that, listen, I know if they'd have said that, you know, about this Jesus, and somebody may have said, well, yeah, I know Him. He's from Nazareth. He was born over in Bethlehem. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I know. Yeah, He exists. I know Him. But they didn't believe Him. You see, we've still got a lot of folks today, amen, that falls in that boat. I mean, some lip service, but, amen, they don't believe that Jesus was who that He said He was. The unbelief. But He came in the world. Even us, sometimes we don't think about it. Jesus walked this earth at one time just like we do today. He got up in the morning. He went through the day. Amen. He lay down at night to rest. Amen. He ate. He got hungry. And He was in this world amongst the people in His own town of Nazareth. Amen. It says in the book of Mark, chapter number 6, you can turn, it's in the first 6 verses there. It speaks about Him coming to His own hometown, going back to His hometown and speaking there. And it says that He didn't do many mighty works there. Why? Because they didn't believe Him. And amen, I think it's in verse 6 that it says in that particular passage that Jesus marveled at their unbelief. That Jesus marveled at their unbelief. I wonder what God thinks when He looks at this world today and He sees the condition of this world and the direction that men have gone. And amen, I wonder, does He still marvel at the unbelief of this world, of the rejection of this world? But He sent His Son into this world. He came into this world. He graced us with His presence. Jesus came. And amen, and He's coming again. But amen, He came to this world. The text says He came. He was in the world. He came. He was here. But the second thing that it says there in that particular passage We see the first coming, but we also see the power of Christ. Because it says that he was in the world, and the world was made by him. He made it. He created it. Amen. He created the world. When this world rejected Christ, amen, it was a foolish rejection. Amen. And still today, it's a foolish thing to reject Christ, to reject Jesus. Boy, we worship all kinds of things. Hollywood stars, you know, they get their name and lights, and boy, the world will go crazy. Entertainers, amen. It's amazing to me. But the world, when I say the world, I'm not talking about everybody, but in great numbers, amen, will grovel at their feet. Sports stars. Listen, some folks even think that some political folks, that's their heroes. But yet they reject Jesus. Who was he? It said that not only did he come to the world, but it said, and the world was made by him. Amen. Amen. He created the world. They reject the creator of the universe. They reject the creator of this world. Amen. You know what the Bible says that God does for us every day? That he gives us life and breath and all things. Amen. The very breath that we breathe is a gift of God. Amen. In this world, he came into the world, he made the world, and yet they will not believe. What power that he demonstrated. How was the world created in the beginning? Amen. He spoke it. The Word went forth. The Word went forth, and amen, it was accomplished. What did he make it out of? He made it out of nothing. And I know I mentioned this quite a bit, but you just think about that. I mean, I call my wife sometime at work, and I said, what in the world we got around to eat for lunch? Because I open up the refrigerator, and you know what? There ain't nothing in there. I mean, there's stuff in there. And I ain't never had no luck of making anything out of nothing. And see, the truth of the matter is, neither have you. I mean, I got a brother that's an engineer, and amen, they can make and create, but they ain't never made anything out of nothing. They got something to start with. But amen, this world, you know where it started? It started with God. You know what else was here? Nothing. Nothing. No form. It was void. Darkness. Amen. And the Word was spoken. And amen. Guess light came. Amen. He planted the trees. And amen. The birds and everything that we see. Amen. Sister Deb just got back from the mountains. They go to the mountains. Amen. It gets October. They something that draws them up that way to the mountains. And see, while they was on the way to the mountains, they met a bunch of folks from up there in the mountains that was headed to the beach. Why? Because they want to see it. God's creation. Yet men see all these things, but they will not believe the power of Christ. Amen. The things that men worship in this world, and yet they reject Christ. The very creator of the universe that made it all. What power that he has, and the people that worship so much in this world can't even get out of bed and breathe except the creator gives them breath. The world was made by him. He was in the world. He was here and he walked around. Some of them saw him. Some of them touched him. Some of them got to eat some of the fish and the bread that he blessed. But they went away and they would not believe. Because it says here in verse number 10, and the world knew him not. What a shame. What a tragedy. That the world knew him not. You know, there's been some people that some folks has told me at different times, they would get to talking about somebody and they'd say, boy, they'd say, I wish you'd have known him. I wish you knew him. I wish you'd have got to know him. And it sound interesting, sound like somebody I would have liked to know. But amen, there's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus. He was in the world. He created the world, and yet the world knew him not. Boy, he came in humble beginnings. But see, from the very onset, he came into this world, and Mary and Joseph's in Bethlehem, and they didn't have any room in the inn. And so he was born in the stable because they didn't have any room for Jesus. And this world hadn't got any bigger in their capacity for Jesus. Amen. They don't have any room for Jesus. They don't know who Jesus is. And so he came, and they didn't have any room for him there in the inn. And they didn't know who he was. Even the disciples questioned and asked him about seeing the Father. And he said, have I been so long a time with you? Because if you've seen me, if you know me, you know the Father. Amen. Because, amen, he was God in the flesh. But the people went by and they saw him every day. They saw his manners. The way he carried himself, the way he conducted himself all through. They witnessed that. They saw it. Yet they did not believe. They witnessed his miracles. Amen. They ate when he broke those small fish and those loaves of bread and fed the 5,000. They ate. There was some of them that was there when he stopped the funeral procession going down the street. Amen. And he touched and he raised the young man and he came back to life. They heard about and they saw, some of them saw that, amen, this Jesus, Lazarus, was dead for 4 days. And he walked up to the grave and he called him out and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And amen, he arose. Amen, they witnessed these things. His miracles were unique. They heard his message. Now, I'm going to tell you something right here. Because as a preacher, as a pastor, boy, sometimes you preach and you do and you think, I don't think they got it. You try to pour your heart out. And boy, sometimes, and I'll just be honest with you, sometimes when I'm studying and I'm thinking, boy, this right here is going, whoo, this is going to be like eating strawberry shortcake right here. It's going to be good. And you come and you preach and you think, uh-oh, I think I fed on prunes. I don't think they got it. And you get discouraged. You maybe you don't see effects. You don't see things. But then I look and I read and I see the very life of Jesus. And guess what? They heard his message. They didn't believe him either. Should I get discouraged? Amen. If things don't go the way I think they ought to? No, I shouldn't. Amen. Because they were there when he taught. Amen. The Sermon on the Mount, we look and all of these things, Jesus was there and he taught, and yet for the majority, they walked away in unbelief. They didn't believe him. They didn't know who he was. So they rejected his message. They had records. They could have checked the records. They could have went back and looked to see if this claim that he's making is even possible. But see, they already made up their mind. Boy, they didn't want to let the facts get in the way, did they? They just don't want to believe. The Bible speaks of a willful ignorance. That men are willfully ignorant. Because they do not want to believe. They don't want to change. Because listen, I'm going to tell you what. If all the scientists start believing in Jesus, a lot of things are going to have to change. A lot of things are going to have to change. Because they still think they come from a monkey. Amen. I know sometimes some of us act like monkeys, but we didn't come from a monkey. A lot of things going to have to change. If you believe in Jesus, our worldviews is going to have to take on a whole new outlook. But I tell you what, men and women in this world hadn't changed from the very beginning until now, because here's the thing that we always struggle with. We want to be our own boss. Who that song, What I Did It My Way? That's what the world wants. They want to sing, I Did It My Way. But amen, there's coming a day and a time when, amen, because the Bible speaks of every knee and every tongue bowing and confessing. It should be going on now with everything that God has done and the things in this world, the scriptures that we have, the Bible. Amen, some of the things, and I can't remember all of them probably off the top of my head, but amen, when you just look at the Bible, over 1,500 years in writing, amen, 44 authors thereabout that wrote it over a time period of 1,500 years on three different continents. And it's all in harmony. It all agrees. You can't get 10 people in here to write something that's going to be, everything's going to be in. I mean, we could pick one subject and write it, and I guarantee you everything wouldn't agree. Amen. How could that be? Because God. How could that be? See, He came to the world and they didn't believe. He made the world, but they didn't believe. And the world knew Him not. The world knew Him not. Even when it came time to arrest Jesus. You know, they sent some folks out there to some soldiers, go get Him one time. And they went, but they came back empty-handed. And they ask him, and I'm paraphrasing, but that, where's he at? What happened? And their answer was this. They said, never a man spake like this man. Never a man spake like this man. You see, those soldiers, when they went and they came back, here's what they knew. He's different. He's different. Oh, he was different, all right. He's different today. It blows my mind when I listen to the world's talk about Christianity as being a religion of hate. Amen. The Bible says that God is love. Amen. God is love. Amen. Yes, God lives in righteousness and holiness. And amen. The things that they love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Amen. And therefore they translate that. If you don't like their deeds, then you must hate them. Well, amen. God didn't hate them. He sent Jesus to this very world to live and to die for them, and yet they will not believe. We've got a world that's wrapped in unbelief. And God help us, because even as Christians, there's things that we struggle with that we may need to ask God to help us. Amen. As a man, he had a son, and he said, do you believe? And he said, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. God help me. Strengthen our faith. Grow our faith. Because when we look here at this particular passage, and we see that He was in the world. He came to us. He made the world His great power. And the world knew Him not. You see, to live and to die in unbelief, it's inexcusable. It's nobody's fault but our own. God has done everything that's needed. Amen. For mankind to see and to believe that record of Christ and of who that He was. But more than it being inexcusable, amen, unbelief is injurious. It's dangerous. If I want to read you a verse as we get ready to close. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 1. Exodus chapter number 1. It says in verse number 8, now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. Which knew not Joseph. You see, Joseph is a type of Christ. He went to Egypt. Amen. His brothers, he was rejected of his brothers. Amen. They sold him. He went and he was there, but there came a time. There was a maybe 20-year gap. But amen, there came a time when God wrought salvation by Joseph. And he saved them. He saved their family. Amen. And the Egyptians even benefited. But they knew who Joseph was. And boy, what great things that he had done and how he had wrought salvation there in Egypt. But they had a new king. He didn't know who Joseph was. What did that lead to? It led to the very ruin of the entire kingdom. Oh, it took a while, but it came. We live in a world today that's many have talked about, well, this is a new day. New world. We ain't got time. That old religious stuff and Jesus and Christianity and all that kind of stuff. There was a generation in Egypt that rose up that did not know who Joseph was. There's a world that has risen up today that don't know who Jesus is.
Amen.
Amen. He came to the world. The world was made by Him, but they knew Him not. I pray God to help us to share the light. I pray if you don't know Him, as our sister plays, I ask you just to stand with us this morning. Every head bowed and every eye closed this morning as we wait just a minute. If you need prayer this morning for any reason, if you don't know this Jesus, I pray you come. If your faith has been strained and weakened and you just need to renew that faith this morning, I pray you come. Whatever the need this morning, God's able. Amen. He's able to save. He's able to keep. He's able to help. While we wait just a minute, if you have a need, come. Come, amen. Ask some of you brothers if y'all come.